Presley with Martin Bester.
A warm welcome to our very special guest this morning. It's Tim the Robin.
How's it?
Listen, I love the stuff of yours. Watched it over and over again. Just give this a listen.
Why, hello there, and welcome to the safari. Today, in the leafy green bushes of South Africa, we see a rather unsuspicious-looking couch. This, my good friends, is the species Parlopalus taxivadus. Much like any other premium couch, this couch offers a truly surreal experience. Sorry, a surreal experience.
I love the social commentary. Dude, lekker. Also, was there a potholes one as well?
Yeah, there's actually, it's funny. It started off with just one, and then I roll back every now and then. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of these by now. So, there's a pothole one. There's one with robots. There's a speed camera one coming out this week.
Nice.
Smile zones.
Smile zones. And you never know with those things. Is it working? Is it not working?
No, exactly.
You know, but when you really take it seriously is when the people are there, the officers.
Yeah. As long as they're looking.
Didn't they put up cardboard cutouts in Cape Town of cops?
They did
smart.
Try, yes.
Yeah. So one thing I learned when I was doing research for this is that it's actually illegal to have any sort of radar equipment that pre-warns you of cameras or anything. So like the Waze lady and all of that, that's actually technically illegal.
I've never heard of this thing. I don't understand. What language is Tim speaking?
Switch the microphone off.
Right off.
I don't know what you're saying. Now that's a whole episode. Oh, cameras. I also find that those ones that they put up years ago, that's probably empty. But it's very effective.
Yeah.
You know, like going along, going... slow down to half the speed. Yeah. You see those things.
Yeah.
Coming into Pretoria City. And we can write a book.
By the prison, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're there and then they're not there.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make you slow down passing the prison.
Yes.
That
yes.
seems
slower. Slower past the prison. Exactly. 60 k's per hour.
I wonder if they've chosen that spot there where the prison is as a bit of like emotional blackmail. Like,
oh,
remember.
Yeah.
Slow down or you could be here. You see this place?
It's passive aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah. Papa Vach for you.
Yeah. I'm following you now. You don't even follow me, I don't think, but let's have a look. So it's a new rule on the show. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's a very short... Oh, you don't, but I'm following you now.
Wait, we're seconds away.
I'm going to make a video about that, actually. I'm going to make a video about that. Dude, listen, how did this start for you? When do you realize one day that you're good with voices? Because you're nailing David Attenborough.
So I've always liked putting on different personas and trying out things like that. I think there's also a really cool thing about taking something that's familiar to people and then rewriting it and injecting it. So Attenborough was really the first character that's done really well, I'd say. And I think like a lot of creators are all sort of started in lockdown playing around with a couple of ideas. But originally it was simply one video that was supposed to just be funny all on its own, and it kind of rolled and progressed into the little monster that it is today. So
it's just so amazing that David Attenborough voice can use you, it can work in so many scenarios. I can even picture you going around the office and then it's like creeping up behind someone while they're chewing and staring at the screen, not doing work or doing work or whatever the case may be, because you can picture it.
No, it's complete. It's synonymous with documentary and education and learning. So, I mean, and it's wild. So.
Do you remember that whim on TV that used to come in on the afternoons with math and stuff?
William Smith. We loved William Smith.
Yeah, he saved a lot of people.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't even do math and I watched him because he was so entertaining. I was like, this is great.
I think he's up for grabs.
Yeah.
Someone should do. Some of the other voices that you love impersonating.
So I like a James Earl Jones. I actually did a little...
James Earl Jones?
Yeah, the Mufasa.
Yes.
So we did a little dub over a scene from Lion King the other day. And I think a lot of people didn't get it till like halfway through because there's a little bit of a presidential vibe going on there, and everyone thought it was a real scene until like the words started being a bit weird and suddenly
like social
relatable.
Commentary.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it when you do that.
No.
So would you mind giving us a little taste?
The little, you see, Simba, everything the light touches is, what was that line? I forgot it. But
his kingdom.
Is our kingdom. Okay. But there's a better version where he starts off and he goes, you see, Simba, a king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, the sun will set on my time, and it will put you as the one true heir. I can't remember it now because I rewrote it as we will rig elections so that you'll...
are you saying someone's time is almost up? What are you...
I don't know. You'll have to find it.
I thought you were going to go Eskom here.
Every time, everything the light touches. It's solar.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning is Temba Robin. How do you know each other?
Temba and I used to work together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do, I used to do voiceovers at Temba's house. And then I met Temba's kids and Temba's wife. And it was glorious. And Temba's horses. And I remember asking him for...
Horses?
Yeah, well, there's horses on the property. Yeah. And I asked Temba if I can have the horse poo for my garden. And he looked at me like he's looking at me right now.
Yeah, it's a strange conversation.
Yeah. I didn't know you were such a green fingers. Because at one point, I think you were trying to force me to take home packets of peaches and all sorts of like...
Sounds right.
And okay, so you guys know about
Sounds about right, yeah.
Strange looking cucumbers.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
How many kids do you have?
I've got two kids, a little boy and a little girl.
How old are they?
1 year old and actually, I keep getting that age wrong. My wife keeps looking at me funny. I think it's like 18 months and a 3 year old. He just turned 3 last month.
For the rest of us, you can just round it
okay.
up. Down.
Okay, cool.
Just, I want to put it out there. They're young. They're under five.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I love your video talking about sick kids. Kids seem to be sick a lot.
Yeah, constantly.
And then do you not send them to school? Because now people go, no, I got it from the kids at school. But like, then don't send the sick ones, right? I saw that video of yours. I agree.
Yeah. No, I think it's a weird thing where your kid has a bit of a sniffle. And my biggest gripe is my son will have like the worst night. We both look at each other, and my wife and I, at 3 a.m, we go, he's not going to school tomorrow. And just last week, we booked a doctor's appointment for 10 a.m. He insisted on riding his bicycle, his little push bike, balance bike, to the doctor's office. And then as the parent, you get there and you're like, I promise you, he was sick.
Yeah,
he was very sick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be giving you my money for a snotty nose. Like, I know he was very sick. So that's the one side of it. And then the other side is like, he looks fine. He'll be fine. And then you get to school and then they look awful. And then all the other parents are judging you. They're like,
why would you bring...
Yeah. Like, why would you bring him here? Mm-hmm.
Then tomorrow, this is patient zero.
Yeah.
Brought patient zero to school.
Yeah.
This is how it starts.
Yeah, so it's a rough game out there.
It's quite dramatic and it changes by the hour.
No, exactly. And the, I mean, creches, ask any parent, you know. If it is just a little cesspool of germs.
It's a petri dish. It's a giant petri dish.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not just creches. It's schools as well.
Yeah.
Everywhere the children can congregate together.
Yeah.
Is terrible.
Children.
But great if you want to be like a microbiologist. But awful.
But also, how do you know if they're really sick, as he says?
You don't.
Because they often would have snotty noses and stuff, and that's just how it is.
I think that's just being a child. Snotty nose. Here we go. Sign up.
Get yourself a little snot nose now.
But for the record, I do love them. Snotty nose and all. Yeah.
No, we get that, absolutely.
Okay. Sure.
So I want people going, I think he doesn't like his kids.
That'll be fine. Right, so you're obviously a very talented voiceover artist and everything that goes with that. And a funny guy, if you don't follow him on social media, do so. What a lach. But you do more than just David Attenborough. You also do some other famous ones. Don't tell me who it is.
Okay.
We love playing games on the show.
Yes.
Testing ourselves. Give us one, and then we have to guess who it is. Would you?
Let's try.
Is it an actor or an actress, or what is it? Should we go?
No, I think you'll know. You should. Hopefully.
Well. Yeah.
Okay. I hope no actresses speak like this, but yeah. Hey, Charlie. How long for those hot dogs? I just ordered me an Uber and it's taken way too long to get here.
I know.
Is that an action guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know as well. Who is it?
You know who it is. You're right.
It's Jason Statham.
You're right.
Thank you, guys. Just stressing there for a second.
We'd be awkward if no one knew.
It's like, how many more words must I say?
Can one do local voices?
Or
is the country too small for that?
No, so I've actually never tried too many local voices, and I think the Nelson Mandela one's overdone. Like every South African does that.
So, I can't picture Cyril Ramaphosa, actually.
So, Cyril's got like a cadence thing about him. So he's like, what to say? My fellow South Africans, we have been faced with a problem of great difficulty. We must fight together to stop the spread of...
Oh, and it had to go back there because that's what it was.
Disease and crashes. No, but his whole thing is he's got like a cadence thing. It's not so much a voice, but he's... But I'd love to...
What is the most famous South African voice of all time?
The ETV guy,
right?
Answer.
Right?
Yeah,
definitely,
absolutely, 100%. We all grew up with that.
So I don't know if you guys remember the big Kyalami fight that happened like three years or 4 years
Stop
ago.
It!
One of those. The lady with her dog, and then the one guy pulled out a panga. It's probably one of the most incredible pieces of footage I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You couldn't rewrite that. So I did that once with the ETV guy. Voiceover. Why yeah, I'll repost it again later just so everyone can get the full effect. But it was like super dramatic music. It was a goodie. But that's also kudos to the ETV guy.
If you ever need the woman in the background.
Yes.
Stop it.
Just ask me, okay. I'm up there for you. We could do a
send me the little sound clip. Yeah, we'll slide it in.
A collab on that.
On E.
Dude, we're just lucky to meet you. Felicity speaks very highly of you. Thanks for coming in and we enjoy your stuff, man. Keep it going. And one, I'm going to ask you to do us a special one. You know, just I think that a lot of the social commentary, the tongue-in-cheek stuff, satire has been lost a little bit because you've got to be careful these days. Mm. But it can't die.
No, I think the trouble, the tricky part about comedy in general is we live in a time where people are very sharp and we can always go back and recheck and all the rest. So you have to be quite clever with your comedy now. You have to be... Things have to be factual. You can't leave yourself to an assumption that you've made or something like that. So I think that's where it is everybody's kind of gone to the safe stuff, and that's we've all seen it, and it's the same with advertising. I think it's cool to see a safe ad, but we want that edgy
spice. The problem is you can't make fun of the political parties, really.
No.
Because they've got big budgets and they could be hiring you on the next tour. Election
kind of the parties all over.
Just keep that in mind. Nice to meet you, Tembo Robin. No, thank you likewise. Very much for coming in. All the best to the kids and keep us laughing.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us.
Tembo Robin.
See you soon.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.